Chapter 2. John Matcham. Sir Daniel Brackley sat next to the fire at the sign of the Sun Inn in Ketley. He was a tall man of about 40. He was bald and had a big nose and black eyes. He collected taxes all day, and now he was thinking about how he could make more money. Sir Daniel was a very greedy man and did many bad things. A thin young boy was sitting near the door of the inn. He was very sad.
"Come here, John,"
said Sir Daniel. The young boy was about 13 and had blonde hair and blue eyes. He was wearing dirty old clothes and a big brown hat. Sir Daniel looked at him and laughed.
"You make me laugh, John."
"Don't laugh at me,"
said John angrily.
"I don't like it."
"Oh, let me laugh,"
said Sir Daniel.
"I'll plan a good marriage for you. You'll see. And I'll make a lot of money with this marriage,"
thought Sir Daniel.
"Lord Shoreby will pay me well."
The young boy went to sit down again. Sometime later, Richard came into the inn.
"Ah, Richard, my brave boy,"
said Sir Daniel.
"Sit down and eat. You're probably hungry and thirsty."
"Here's an important letter from Sir Oliver,"
said Richard, giving him the letter. Sir Daniel read it, and he was worried.
"Richard, the letter on the church door is a lie,"
said Sir Daniel.
"Sir Oliver did not kill your poor father. Ellis Duckworth killed your father, but he escaped, and we never found him."
"Did this happen at Moat House Castle?"
asked Richard, looking into Sir Daniel's eyes.
"It happened between Moat House and Holywood,"
answered Sir Daniel.
"But now sit down and eat. I must answer Sir Oliver's letter, and then you can take it back to him in Tunstall."
While Richard was eating, he heard a soft voice near his ear.
"Please don't turn around, but tell me the way to Holywood."
"Take the road by the old church,"
Richard whispered. He did not turn around, but he saw the boy leave the inn quietly.
"Take this message to Tunstall immediately,"
said Sir Daniel to Richard. Then he looked around the inn and said,
"Where is that girl, that boy, John?"
"He left the inn about an hour ago,"
said Richard.
"I must find him,"
cried Sir Daniel. He turned to one of his men and said,
"James, take 6 men and go and find that boy."
Richard left the inn with the message. He rode his horse all night, and early the next morning he was near a marsh. In the marsh he saw a young boy on his horse, but the horse was not moving.
"You're the boy from the inn,"
said Richard.
"I saw you last night."
"Yes, I am,"
he said.
"I'm lost, and my horse hurt his leg in the marsh. Now he can't move."
"The poor horse," said Richard. "I'm sorry, but I must kill it. Please get off."
When the boy got off, he killed the horse.
"Can you help me go to Holywood, Master Shelton?"
asked the boy.
"Yes, I can,"
said Richard.
"But who are you?"
"Call me John Matcham,"
said the boy.
"Why do you want to go to Holywood, John?"
asked Richard.
"There's a kind friar at Holywood, and he'll protect me,"
said John.
"Protect you?"
asked Richard.
"Yes, he'll protect me from Sir Daniel Brackley,"
said the boy.
"He's a very bad man. He took me from my home and gave me these dirty clothes to wear."
"But I know Sir Daniel,"
said Richard.
"He's not an evil man."
"He's evil and greedy, believe me,"
said the boy.
"One day you'll understand why."
He was silent for a moment, and then said,
I heard that you are going to get married soon.
What? Said Richard, laughing. And who am I going to marry?
Joanna Sedley,
said the boy.
Sir Daniel planned a marriage.
Oh,
said Richard, and his face became red.
But I don't know her.
Suddenly, they heard a noise and saw Sir Daniel's seven men on the hill.
Sir Daniel's men,
cried the boy.
They're looking for me.
Don't worry, I'll take you to Holywood. I promise,
said Richard.
Get on my horse quickly.
John smiled at his new friend, and together they galloped into the dark forest.